The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, and you're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Tonight, the spotlight shines on the Malibu Unplugged Showcase. We're going to start with an artist who's going to be appearing there Thursday night, July 26th. This is Danielle Livingston with If I Ain't Got You. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power. Yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define within, but I've been there before, and that life's a bore, so full of the superficial. But some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got you, baby. Some people want a diamond rings, and some
Fox, and I'm welcoming tonight a special guest, singer-songwriter Danielle Livingston. She is a little girl with a great big full voice. She'll be performing live this week at Malibu Unplugged. That's a showcase at the Sunset Restaurant in Malibu on Thursday night, and that's July 26th. Danielle, you have such a strong, full voice.
Thank you.
When did you know that you were destined to be a singer?
It's kind of a crazy thing. I was actually 11 years old, and my elementary school was doing a Christmas production that had like a bunch of different solos, and I'd always like been singing around school on the playground and stuff, and everyone was like, oh, you have such a good voice, and I kind of just like, whatever. Didn't really, I wasn't really that impressed with myself at the time. I was talked into auditioning to play the role of Loretta Poinsettia, which was like a knockoff of Loretta Lynn, I suppose. And I got the part to play it, and I sang Blue Christmas. So I got up there at 11, you know, in my funky, like, total Christmas sweater. Like, I was totally wearing a Christmas sweater with a poinsettia. My mom put a plastic poinsettia in my hair. And I got up there to sing, and what came out of me even shocked me. I was like, oh my gosh. At 11 years old, I literally knew, like, that was what I was supposed to do. And it took a lot of time and a lot of training to develop my voice, but in that moment, I got a major signal from above that's what I was supposed to do. So,
what a great story. You do have a beautiful, strong voice. You do a song called Caged Bird.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I love that song. That song is
Thank
terrific.
You.
The lyrics to that song about... Mm-hmm. Finding your own voice and how that frees the singer from her pain and from being a caged bird.
Mm-hmm.
On some level, that's sort of every artist's story.
Oh, I think so. I think absolutely. I really think it's kind of part of the human experience in general. I mean, some people find their voice through music, some people find their voice in another profession, but it was my story. It still is my story. I really think a lot of people relate to it because, you know, it is the human experience. We all go through our stuff, and trying to find that place of peace is really, I think, one of the ultimate goals in life.
Absolutely. And that song expresses it so well.
Thank you.
You are not afraid to do a cover tune. You do write your own work, but you will do a cover.
Yes, absolutely.
And you did a cover of the Alicia Keys tune, If I Ain't Got You.
Right, yeah.
What are you looking for when you pick a tune to cover?
I am melody obsessed. I love a beautiful melody, beautiful words. That song, If I Ain't Got You, has such a classic melody. I remember the first time I heard it, I was actually like, wait, is she covering this? I wasn't even sure if Alicia Keys had written it at first because it just had such a beautiful classic melody. I almost felt like I had heard it before. So I just fell in love with the song. Alicia Keys is totally one of my favorite artists. She's a big inspiration for me with her songwriting and just her soul. She's so real. And I love that about her, and I love that about music, and that's the kind of artist that I try to be. I was just immediately drawn to the melody and just the honesty of the song. I mean, it's a beautiful message that nothing, no riches, no fame, no fortune, no, you know, hourglass figure, whatever you're looking for, you know, nothing, it means nothing if I don't have you. And people love it. I mean, it's always a crowd pleaser. Every time I do it, you know, people hear the intro and everyone gets all excited. So that's always a good idea too when picking a song, is to pick something that people love. So,
well, and you do it beautifully.
Thank you.
You make it your own.
Yeah, I like to do covers. I'm down at Malibu Unplugged. I do mostly covers there, and I love to take my own spin on other people's amazing work. So definitely love doing that.
I want to talk a little bit also about how it is when you write your own song, because that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's absolutely not.
How do you approach that?
It happens in so many different ways for me. For example, sometimes I'll just be journaling. You know, I'm a big journaler. I'll write in my diary. Sometimes just like a normal, you know, normal person diary, like Dear Diary, today I, you know, something like that. And sometimes I'll just kind of write in like a rhyme form in my diary. And a lot of my songs, Caged Bird, actually came from a lot of journaling I had done. Sometimes I'll read back through my journaling and I'll see like a line, like it's lyrical, just in its own unique form. So sometimes I write like that. I do play piano minimally, so lots of times I'll sit down and kind of come up with a melody at the piano, and then lyrics come. But, you know, I'm almost a firm believer that songs kind of already exist, and they're just kind of waiting to come to you. Because sometimes, I'm telling you, something will come, like, so easily and so fast that it's like, oh my gosh, this almost, like, I didn't even create this. Where did it come from? So sometimes it's a little more work. So for me, the writing process is all over the place, so to speak.
I understand that part of what you're putting together is your debut CD.
Yeah. I'm super excited. I'm working with a producer who's incredible. His name is Dr. Freeze. The last project he did actually was with Michael Jackson right before he passed away. He is an amazing R&B dance producer, and we're actually doing a lot of dance, like techno club stuff, which is super fun and super, it's like, it's totally different than anything I've ever done, but it's like my closet fantasy. I always wanted to be like Cher, you know, or like Donna Summer. So I'm so excited to be working with him because he's super talented and we're just a great mesh.
We want to know about that as it progresses.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
If you have any singles you release along the way, please let me know.
You want the exclusive.
I want to break the news. Absolutely.
I love it. That would be an honor. Yeah.
I want to be able to say you heard it here first.
Yeah, you got it.
Terrific.
Definitely.
Terrific. Well, where can people find out about your progress as you're moving forward with the CD and as you're performing live around Los Angeles?
Yeah. You can go to my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ Danielle Livingston Music.
And you are going to be performing this week, Thursday,
this week,
July 26th, at the Malibu Unplugged Showcase. It's going to be at the Sunset Restaurant, and that's at 6800 Westward Beach Road in Malibu, near Point Dume. What time does that start?
You know, it starts around 6 o'clock. It's Malibu, and it's on the beach, so that is exactly the vibe for the whole thing. And it's very laid back, incredible talent there, myself and some other singer-songwriter performers. But come around 6 o'clock, they have a fantastic happy hour. Terrence Davis, who is incredible Malibu local songwriter, producer, studio owner extraordinaire. He's the producer for the show, and he has some great talent coming in. So come around 6 o'clock and see everybody. And
enjoy the music and watch the sunset at the beach.
Yes, it's beautiful. It's literally on the beach. So
wow.
It's incredible.
Danielle, I want to thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
And we're going to play that beautiful song of yours, the original track, Caged Bird.
Sometimes I tremble as I remember the bars across my cage, trying to hide my loneliness, imprisoned by my rage. I was giving up on life itself, and I felt too cold to care, and the blanket meant to keep me had to wrap me in despair. I was a caged bird, and I was longing to be free, free from the misery of this pain inside of me. A caged bird looking at the sky, waiting for the day when I would fly. Oh yeah, yeah. I was broken and discouraged, but I had to make a choice. Would I fade away in silence? When I try to find my voice, try to find my voice, that's when the music saved me. And what a gift I found, what's freed me from prison was the joy of my own sound. I was a caged bird, and I was longing to be free, free from the misery of this pain inside of me. A caged bird looking at the sky, I
Stay tuned after the break for another special guest, Carrie Jo. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley, Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors. Steve's T&G Motors also has a special Saturday oil change. For just $19.95, you get a complete oil change that's lube, oil change, and filter, plus tire rotation and a 22-point inspection. Saturdays only. Steve's T&G Motors, that's 818-347-2054. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen and host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And I'm here to let you know that my music show has moved to a new time and a new day, Friday at midnight. You'll hear fresh new music and interviews with the artists making it. So tune in Friday at midnight, that witching hour, for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and hear what's hot in Hollywood. This is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and you can follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Here's a track from Carrie Jo, Rather Be Sorry.
Walk, don't run, trust no one, have no fun, afraid of my shadow. Look, don't touch, too dangerous.
Our next guest on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is singer-songwriter Carrie Jo. She has a voice that's been compared to a cross between Janis Joplin and Bonnie Raitt. She's also going to be appearing at the Thursday night Malibu Unplugged Showcase. She has also been on American Idol, which has got to be something. Can you tell us about that, Carrie?
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Idol was an amazing experience. Can't even describe like how amazing it was. It was season 6, and that's the season Jordan Sparks won. And I just remember being at the Rose Bowl with my mom at the initial audition, so nervous, and there were hundreds of thousands of people, and then I made it through that level, and then there are a few more levels you get through. A lot of people don't know until you get to meet the judges, and then I went to Hollywood and made it to 30 Girls and was so close to the live show, but as far as I got, I'm so grateful, you know? It was fun.
So you've done a lot of professional work after that. That really was a stepping stone for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Since American Idol, I have been blessed to work with different songwriter producers out here in Los Angeles on different projects. Like, I'm featured on The Sims video game, singing in a different language, which is a trip. That was a fun gig because I had to learn the song in English and then record it in Simsish and got the lyric sheet in Simsish. That's what it's called. Yeah, so that was funny. Yeah, and I've done a lot of session singing for different celebrities, such as Selena Gomez, Nina Dobrev. She's on that Vampire Diaries show now. And I actually have the end credits song I wrote on the film animation movie that just came out called Hoodwinked 2, and Hayden Panettiere is singing the song. So that was quite a experience, so, and I'm grateful for that. A big songwriting credit.
Wonderful. What was the name of the tune?
Oh, Inseparable. Yeah.
And I understand you did some singing on Cinderella Story as well.
Yeah, another Cinderella Story. That was the Selena Gomez film. They hired me to sing all the songs. She's a busy girl, and therefore it's easier for her to know the melodies and get the phrasing of the song right, and then she records it over. So it's like the pre-singing of the movie, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, there's all kinds of little tricks in Hollywood people don't know about.
Well, you've also worked a lot with a gentleman by the name of Eric Presley, not to be confused with Elvis Presley.
Yeah, it's spelled differently. I think Elvis is an E-Y and Eric is P-R-E-S-S-L-Y. God, he was an amazing man that was put into my life, yeah, about 5 years ago after American Idol. After that whole path ended, I met him and he was in the industry, and we ended up falling in love, very much in love, and we're together for a very long time and worked writing together, producing together. He just opened my world up to this industry. And unfortunately, he passed away last August.
I'm so sorry.
August 3rd, yeah. So I miss him terribly. I now call him a rock star angel up in heaven. And he watches over me, and I pray all the time. I'm going to use that as a inspirational, you know, don't look back on the past and just try to keep moving forward, even though the grief and the pain is so hard sometimes to get through. But, you know, just one day at a time, just move forward, you know.
Well, God bless you for that. Well, and the emotion does come out in your songs. You have a tune called Nothing at All, which has some country overtones along with your rock and roll. And great lyrics, some brilliant lyrics in there. Can't undrink the wine, can't unsay I love you. How do you come up with those kinds of lyrics?
I actually co-wrote that with Eric Presley and another brilliant songwriter producer, Charlton Pettis. We were just in the studio brainstorming, and you know, my vibe is I'm a pretty, you know, hardcore. You know, I used to smoke cigarettes and drink the booze, you know, my time, and it was just like when we thought about this song for me, she's just been rode hard and put away wet, just tired, and she's always getting the bad end of the deal with the men, and all she wanted was for him to make her feel for a minute. And all he wanted was one good time. And then he's like, peace out, I'm out. And there she is, left with nothing at all once again. Yeah, we just came up with that kind of vision as an artist, like just a woman in just need for love and longing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. So you started with the character.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fascinating. Well, now you're working with Mike Burke. What's it like collaborating with him?
He's actually an acoustic guitar player. Terrence Davis has put on an unplugged singer-songwriter showcase every Thursday. It's called Malibu Unplugged. It's at the Sunset Restaurant in Malibu on Westward Beach Road. And what it is, it's he gets people together in the industry that have been on, like me, for instance, American Idol, and pursuing my singing, songwriting, you know, wherever I am. And we all come together. Like one guy was, he played Mark in Rent on Broadway.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And Mike Burke, I met him through that. He's actually accompanying me on my original songs because I play guitar well enough to write. That's how I write my music. I'm not comfortable enough to, like, strum and play live. I just like me and the mic, you know? Yeah. Microphone, not Mike Burke.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, no problem. But yeah, he's great, and we play together. We do also do a few covers. Like, we cover Bush's Glycerine, which is a really hot rendition. It's a male and female duet, so
cool. It's
pretty cool.
Wonderful, wonderful. And this Thursday night, you're going to be at the Malibu Unplugged Showcase.
Yes, the 26th of this month, 6800 Westward Beach Road, and that's in Malibu, California. It's a beautiful venue. I mean, literally, I'm singing, and you look to your right, and there's the beach. It's a beachfront restaurant,
wow.
And they also have great food, great appetizers. So come and bring your friends, family, and have some drinks and listen to great talent.
Well, if some of our listeners would like to see where else you're going to be appearing and what other projects you're working on, where can they do that?
I have a YouTube page. It's songs I've written basically by myself, and a lot of them are sad because of the grief of Eric Presley, so I dedicated that page to him. But I usually post up, you know, where I'm going to be, and that's youtube.com/JoePresley, JoePresly. I kind of incorporated Carrie Joe with his last name with Presley, so I thought that was nice. So
wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much, Carrie Joe, for being on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is awesome. I really appreciate it.
So let's hear that song we've been talking about. This is Carrie Joe singing Nothing at All.
Time.
Carolyn Fox, and you can see me at my blog, CarolynFoxRocks.com. Coming up after the break, new music from Paul Mark and the Van Dorens. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley, Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors. A full-service oil change for just $19.95? That's the Saturday special at Steve's T&G Motors. You get a full-service oil change, that's lube, oil change, and filter, plus tire rotation and a 22-point inspection. Steve's T&G Motors. Call 818-347-2054. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen and host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And I'm here to let you know that my music show has moved to a new time and a new day, Friday at midnight. You'll hear fresh new music and interviews with the artists making it. So tune in Friday at midnight, that witching hour, for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and hear what's hot in Hollywood. With a dramatic tip of his hat to the old R&B style, this is Paul Mark and the Van Dorens from their Smartest Man in the Room CD with You Must Come Too.
Sold off my possessions, sold off everything I own. I got a one-way ticket to a place nobody knows. There's just one thing you must do, yeah. You must come to. Oh, come on with me. Broke off all connections, broke off all the bands of time. Oh, it's just too much deception. But there's just one thing you must do, yeah. You must come to, yeah. Well, it's a town without reason, so mister, I'm leaving, yeah. There's too much talk and not enough breathing. Down a highway somewhere, oh, there's a place only two could share. And no one left the keys on. to find. But there's just one thing you must do, yeah. You must come to, yeah. Oh, get in the car.
See Paul Mark live in the studio with me? Check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/ Carolyn Fox's Hollywood. Leave it to singer-songwriter violinist Rebecca Zapin to come with a new twist on Addicted to Love.
Sweats, your teeth grind, another kiss.
This is Carolyn Fox inviting you to subscribe to my blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Here's something brand new from Zach Harmon. From his Music is Medicine CD, this is Miss American Girl. Carolyn Fox inviting you to follow my blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Come back after the break for something special from Malaya McGinnis. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy, with complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen and host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, And I'm here to let you know that my music show has moved to a new time and a new day, Friday at midnight. You'll hear fresh new music and interviews with the artists making it. So tune in Friday at midnight, that witching hour, for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and hear what's hot in Hollywood. This is Carolyn Fox, announcing an upcoming Bad Behavior special. Yes, we're looking for good songs about some very bad behavior. So if you have any songs you'd like to suggest for airplay, let us know. You can drop me a line at our Contact Us page on the website at cfoxrocks.com, or you can shoot me a comment on my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Here's the lovely Malaya McGinnis from her sweet CD with a song that's perfect for the evening, Miss Moonlight.
Hey there, Miss Moonlight, dazzling the spotlight, dancing in the heavens. Hey there, Miss Moonlight, fantasy and starlight, castle building in the air. Bright places shine on faces, you can do anything, you can do.
This is Carolyn Fox inviting you to subscribe to my blog to get all of the news that's coming up, hear all the shows, and all the after-hours podcasts that you can only get on the internet. Just go to carolynfoxrocks.com. Here's Jack Tempchin with a Latin take on Moonlight, Ghost in the Night.
Thank you. the window up high, saw a ghost in the night, wearing a white dress, dancing in the moonlight. As I came down the stairs, you disappeared in thin air. The vision still haunts my heart, I see you everywhere. Walk across the town with the moon shining down. You appear from nowhere, dancing across the square. You're almost in my arms, and suddenly you're gone. I tried to forget you, but my love goes on. I see you
bailar con la luna, dancing in the moonlight, bailar con la luna. Oh, 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 bailar in the moonlight.
Never was a girl so beautiful to see. Looking down from my window, were you dancing for me?
Fox, thanking you for listening and inviting you back next week at this time for a new episode of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. I want to remind you that we're going to be doing a special bad behavior show. Yes, so whether it's just a bad habit or murder and mayhem, betrayal, lust, whatever, send us your favorite song with that theme. And we'll play the best fan favorites on the air. We're going to play you out tonight with a track from Paul Mark and the Vandorans. From the Smartest Man in the Room CD, this is Wrist Rocket.